So long, Sir Kim. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Britain's ambassador to the United States, Sir Kim Darroch, has resigned. He was caught red-handed, calling the president incompetent, insecure, and inept in a series of memos that were leaked to a British newspaper. Sir Kim is, by all accounts, highly intelligent, educated at excellent schools, knighted as a member of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, and yet it seems to me that he could have kept his job if, instead of critiquing Trump, he'd learned from him. As in, when you are caught red-handed, deny it. If you're caught calling the president inept, insecure, and incompetent, explain that what you meant to say was competent, secure, and above all, ept. And as for the ambassador's observations in his memos about vicious White House infighting and chaotic policymaking, why would you need to put that in a confidential memo? There are like 5 full-length books and approximately 1 million magazine articles about it. Of course, the biggest irony in these memos is Sir Kim's advice to diplomats that when they meet with the president, they, quote, start praising him for something that he's done recently. Sure, Trump likes to be flattered. And don't we all? And so let me conclude by saying to the British, despite this incident, we love you. And as long as you provide interesting royal marriages, Downton Abbey sequels, Colin Firth, Helen Mirren, and Emma Watson, we will continue to love you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.